Let There Be Rock School El Paso is a combination music lesson facility and after-school rock and roll community center. They did a good job of adjusting during these times, so I figured I'd check in with Pepe at Let There Be Rock. He's also a touring musician, so we'll probably talk about that too. Today, my guest is Pepe Clark Magaña of Let There Be Rock. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you, Marina. How are you doing?
Good. Still recording from home. I don't know when we're going to get back because our studio is like, I mean, you've been there. It's like a little baby box.
Tiny. Yeah. No social distancing happening there.
Not so much. So for now, I think we're just going to stick to this until things quell. But
right on.
You guys did a really good job of making that transition. Will you talk about that?
Of course. So when everything was started happening, we were debating, and there's several Let There Be Rock schools around the country. So we all like got on a Zoom meeting and
right.
we're debating what to do. Should we stay open? Because for a lot of kids, this is an escape, you know?
Right.
And it's not just them learning music. It's them hanging out with friends, doing rehearsals. Yeah. So it's a big part of their lives. So we felt a big responsibility, not only in having them be here, but like, for them to have a space to do what they do here, right?
Yeah, the whole community part of it, right?
Exactly. So it was a big decision to close down completely. We felt it was the responsible thing to do. And we decided to try online lessons. We had never done it. And we have amazing clients and amazing students that everybody was like, absolutely, send us what we need. You know, oh, just download Zoom. We'll give you a cut. Perfect. And honestly, it's been super smooth. Obviously, it's better. Like, lessons in person, it has obviously its big advantages. But given the situation, the people that come to our school were awesome and very understanding. And they've adjusted great. The students have adjusted great. And we're rolling, rocking and rolling. And last week, we started allowing whoever wants to come back can start coming back. And a lot of them opted to stay online. Like, a lot of them are really happy with it. A lot of people are still nervous about going out. So we completely understand. And it's so far so good. So we have about 10% of the students are coming to the school. Yeah. So that's what we've been doing so far.
So do you, or have you heard from the parents? Because I imagine, you know, when you're there, you can make as much noise as you want. And it's kind of like, that's what you're supposed to do at the rock school.
Right.
But like when kids are at home, have you heard anything? Like, I mean, it's just.
I've heard no complaints. I think parents are really happy that their kids are doing something other than on video games. Or,
right.
You know, I know kids are bored. Parents are trying to figure out what to do with them. And it's like a 30 minute lesson or an hour long lesson that they get from us. And it's like an hour of productivity, I think, in the eyes of the parents. And if the kid practices every day, you know, like that's, you know, another 30 minutes or an hour, whatever, however long they practice that, the kid's progressing in something, you know?
Yeah, for sure. What about the kids that don't have instruments? How did you manage that? Or how did you get through that?
I had a couple of drum students that didn't have drum sets, and one of them was brand new. He had just joined the school, and then we closed the week after he joined.
Oh, poor kid.
And we started with pillows, and he adapted really well. But I was like, man, we're not using any of the drum sets at the school. So I lent out a bunch of stuff. I lent out some guitars, I lent out some basses, and I lent out some drum sets that I'm hoping people bring back.
I'm sure they will. I'm sure that they will. Because like, I know, like, my gym closed and they did the same thing. They lent equipment, you had to sign it out. And it was just the coolest thing they could have done. I mean, to them, they had the same philosophy that you did. It's like, well, it's just going to sit there. So might as well
this. So pointless to have stuff laying around, especially when somebody can use it. Especially when it's music, you know, like something that people can really benefit from. Especially
it's a release. Science.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's depressing. Like it can get, you know, daunting and like a little overwhelming, you know.
There's like these ups and downs. You're like, everything's going to be all right. And then you're like, everything sucks. And like, I think it's.
Exactly. And I always wonder like how kids are taking this. Because
for sure.
if I am rational about it and like, you know, try to be objective, like I can kind of handle it. But if like there's a kid that gets overwhelmed easily, like, this might be crazy to say, like, you're in quarantine, if you go outside, you're gonna die, you know, like.
You're like, let's just rock, let's just.
That's how they make you feel sometimes, you know?
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, and I mean, as a kid anyway, like summer's cool, like at the beginning, right? You're like, woohoo. And then it's like, this is the most boring. Like every day seems really, really long. So
yeah, like what day is it? Tuesday? Is it Saturday? Yeah. It's terrible.
Now, what about you? I mean, you're also a musician, a touring musician. How has that impacted you on that other side of your life?
Oh, well, it's impacted me greatly. Like, nothing's happening musically. Yeah. Nothing, absolutely nothing's happening. So it's terrible. I have a lot of friends that are out of work for a very long time. All these venues are closing down. They can't afford to stay open. And unfortunately, I think it's going to change the landscape for the music scene forever. And I think it's going to take a while to recover. Hopefully I'm wrong. And it's a pretty resilient industry, right?
Yeah.
But it's definitely tough. I feel for all those people that don't have, I guess I'm blessed that I have, you know, my music school and I can still work and stuff. But a lot of people rely exclusively on touring. The sound guys, you know, the musicians, like they rely exclusively on touring. So it's rough.
I think a lot of them also keep like super flexible jobs so that they can tour. So there's a lot of bartending, a lot of like service. Yes. So it's like most of them got hit. Yeah.
If you're in the service industry, you got hit just as badly. You
yeah,
know?
Exactly.
It's so hard. Yeah.
Do you have a theory or an idea of, I mean, you said it's definitely going to change the landscape. Do you have an idea of what the future looks like, kind of knowing the dynamic now, or can you even try to like figure out what it's gonna be?
I mean, I have these conversations with lots of friends that are in different tiers of the music industry, including a buddy of ours that manages one of the arenas in Arizona, and he doesn't know. Like, right. They're trying to figure out how to make everything no contact whatsoever when you're ordering a beer, or like how to pay for stuff. You know, they might give bracelets, or it's like nobody really knows how it's gonna go. I have no idea. I don't even have a theory of how it's going to go. I don't think social distancing is going to work at concerts, you know? Like,
that's hard. Like, there's no way.
Who's going to do that, you know? Like, it would be horrible. Like, it would feel horrible. It would be playing to, like, an empty room. So, I don't know. Hopefully, we figure it out. Or things get better. We find a cure or vaccines and everything starts picking up. I just think it's going to be a while until that happens.
Just in talking to musicians, it seems like a lot of folks are spending this time creating, working on projects that, you know, because you're on the road, you can't really even think about, like you might have had an idea. Any of that happening with you, or do you feel like people are using this time productively? I guess, I don't know.
That's 100%. Well, I've had also this conversation, and me with projects that I have.
Yeah.
I just had kids like a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And I kind of like fell out of the drive of music, right? And right now I'm like as driven as I've ever been. So creatively, I feel like I've been inspired, and all this downtime has got me like thinking. And I guess, you know, when things go bad, art comes in to help
you. It's the response, yes.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And like, some of the most beautiful art comes out of tragedies or out of, you know, necessity or whatever. So it definitely has been for me. I know I've been the most creative I've been in a while. I was talking to a friend the other day who also plays in a band, and he said, I have all this time to create and I can't be inspired because I'm so bummed about everything. And it's like, I know it's hard for different people. Thankfully, I'm feeling really good about about the stuff that I'm doing for my projects. So, I mean, all I can say is that I hope most people feel the same way, you know?
So what does that look like? Because you're a rock and roll drummer. So are you tracking drums and sending them to your bandmates, or are you just shooting them?
Exactly. Yeah, we're tracking drums. I started tracking some percussion stuff or some ideas that we're doing. I'm trying to venture out of my comfort zone of just drums, you know, and I'm trying to write guitar riffs, and I'm trying to write melodies. I'm trying to, well, my band lives in California.
Yeah.
So it's all through Zoom. And so I'm trying to be a little more, because I used to travel there. We'd write, you know, it'd be very interactive. Now, since there's so much time between the time we meet and the time we meet again. So I try to come up with as much as possible, and it's been really cool. I'm kind of happy about it.
I mean, you learn something about yourself during these times, right?
You really do. Yeah, you definitely do. Yeah. Writing lyrics, something I had never tried, you know, like I'm kind of diving in, and I feel like I'm doing okay. Like,
yeah.
It might be horrible.
Like, nah. I mean, you've been doing it for a while. So, like, maybe it's like...
I'm not saying they're good lyrics. I'm saying I kind of like them.
Okay, all right. They're kind of all right.
I might have terrible taste.
We'll find out this time next year when they see the light
exactly,
of day.
Exactly.
Okay, you have your music school. You have the rock school. There's parents that are looking for something for their kids to do. I mean, obviously, there's some that are clearly aware of you, but if there's some parents out there that are hearing us now and they just are here learning that you exist, how does it work? What are the options? Yeah, tell us.
Again, we have online and in-person lessons. We have 30-minute, 45-minute, and hour-long slots. It's all one-on-one lessons. They're all very customized to the students. So it's not like we have just a program and you have to like kind of stick to it. We cater to the needs of every student. We have students that are very young and want to learn Disney songs, and we teach them Disney songs. The point is that they're engaged and love what they're doing, you know?
Sure, yes.
I always tell the story because it's very true. When I was starting my musical journey, I was, I guess, 10 or something. I wanted to play drums, and my mom was like, well, we'll start you with guitar. And I hated my guitar teacher and hated everything about it, everything he was teaching us, like nothing connected with me. And I was like, well, this sucks, you know? And I right. still, now I hate that I don't play guitar. I wish I learned to play guitar, you know?
But was it because your teacher like was like, you're going to play flamenco or whatever?
Yeah, exactly. He had a set way that he taught. It was classical guitar. And they were like, this is it. This is it. This is it. And I was like, well, I don't want to learn this. You know, like I want to play power chords. And
you're like, I came here to rock.
I want to learn some songs, you know, like, and so we cater to the student in terms of what they're learning. And then based on the songs that we're teaching them, then we have books and we have stuff like, oh, listen, like this is the rhythm that you're playing, you know, this is combinations you can do with your right hand, with your left, you know, like stuff like that. So it's very personalized lessons, and honestly, we try to make them as fun as possible. And they're not just for kids. We have a couple of doctors that come in here because they're like, I always wanted to play guitar. I have a dude that's a retiree. He's like, my dream was to learn drums and I never did it, so now I'm retired, I'm doing it. So it's for all ages. That's what we do.
And speaking of, I'm coming back. I'll come back for my drum lessons too when I'm done with my degree.
Oh yeah,
I got
you. We had
one.
You. That's right.
All right. So continue. Tell us, how do we find you?
So we have we're on Facebook. It's Let There Be Rock School - El Paso. On Instagram, it's Let There Be Rock EP. On our website is www.lettherebyrockep.com. There's all the information you need. My cell phone is on those pages. The school's phone is on those pages, our email. So if you need to get in touch with us, we are here.
There you have it. Let There Be Rock is in full motion. If you want to learn, if you have a kid that wants to learn, they'll figure it out. You can do it in person or online. Today, my guest has been Pepe Clark Magaña of Let There Be Rock. Thank you for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you, Marina.